Are you the type looking for something serious and long-term? Well, then picking the type of partner that you want to date has to be taken incredibly seriously. Because, well, you don't want to waste your time, effort, and even hard-earned money on a person that may only bring you nothing but heartache and sleepless nights, right? You know better than that, and I'm pretty sure that's one of the reasons why you decided to click on today's video. Let me help you by finding out what types of women you should totally, definitely, always avoid dating. Like and subscribe. The manipulative. This one is the hardest one to actually detect early on in relationships. Probably because they work so hard on getting that best foot forward at the beginning of the dating scene. They'd start off being all nice and kind to you, they are very caring and they give you what you want, and they are amazing listeners. At one point, you might have realized that this is it. This is the woman that you are going to marry because she just keeps bringing out the best in you. And this will probably go on for a few weeks or months into the relationship. But it is only with time that one can truly learn about someone's true intentions. Once they have earned your trust and can see that you are finally truly invested into that relationship, that is also the start of her ugly transformation from someone that you recognize to someone that you're like, whoa, who's this? And you begin to learn that she is someone completely different. So what do I mean by this? You see, they will spend the first few weeks or months of the relationship being amazing, but as good as all of this may be, this could only be a ploy to get you to play their game. Once things get boring and there's a routine involved, you start seeing their true colours. Suddenly, they demand too many things from you. They have emotional outbursts literally out of nowhere, putting the blame all onto you whenever you guys have an argument. And it's never their fault. It's always you who did them wrong. It's not hard for them to do this because, well, they spent some time painting a perfect picture of themselves in your head. And this will get you feeling utterly confused. You are going to be thinking, this woman is all I've ever wanted, so there must be something wrong with me, right? And I'm sure she was probably the perfect woman for you at the beginning, but now, not so much. Be careful when you do come across this type of lady, as it's the manipulative ones that will have a go at you right underneath your nose. The control freak. Relationships are supposed to be a place built on trust and open, direct communication. However, this doesn't always happen in relationships, sadly. It's rather that the opposite thing happens. There's too much control because either side is too trusting. It's pretty obvious why you shouldn't date women who have controlling tendencies, right? Because, well, they are going to control not only you, but even the way that you choose to live your life. The type of clothing that you wear, the way you spend your free time, the hobbies that you do, who you hang out with, what you eat, what you drink, and I could honestly go on forever, but you get the idea. They take as much opportunity as they can to gain control over every single aspect of your life. Yep, you got it right. The word is toxic. When there is a lack of trust in a relationship, then you should brace yourself for that toxicity. Your partner should see you as someone capable of being on your own and someone who can take care of themselves. However, if a woman that you are dating starts acting controlling, then you might just be better off dating someone else or just staying on your own. The victim. There are some types of women who will be quick to point fingers at you when things are not going well. However, it's also important that you are aware of the women on the other side of the spectrum, the kind who puts the blame always onto them. Even that can be an indication of something that could potentially lead to an issue further along in the relationship. If a woman likes to constantly belittle herself frequently, makes a habit of blaming herself, playing small and saying negative things to herself, then she still needs to do a lot of inner work and improve on her self-worth. You might get the urge to take care of her, after all, because, well, she needs your support. It's fine to do that, but you also need to know that there is only so much that you can actually do for someone. Much of the work that she needs to do must come from within her, not from you. And if she is unwilling to do the work and put in that effort to work on herself and make her life better, it would really be in your best interest to avoid this type of lady. The high maintenance. Men do tend to avoid this type of woman, and I think it's very easy to see why. The high maintenance lady can be very difficult to handle. They are too dependent, they demand too much, they are perfectionistic, and tend to be critical of the person that they are currently dating. These women are not very easy to please because of their unrealistic high standards and expectations of men. If you did something they are not pleased with, well, you've got to be prepared to get extremely criticized. They are very quick to see your shortcomings, and yet they tend to easily gloss over their own mistakes. This isn't really surprising, as they can also be very self-obsessed. They think that they are better off than most people. They can be very superficial and obsessed with how they look. Most high maintenance women are obsessed with their physical appearance, and obviously it's a bit of a turnoff, it's very vain. So when looking for a date, they want someone who can meet them halfway. However, they may not put as much time and effort into doing the inner work. Oh, and you better prepare yourself to go broke as well when dating this type of woman. Chances are they are also going to make you buy materialistic things for her. So they expect you to be able to provide for them, but you cannot expect them to actually do the same for you, which is a very unfair thing to do. The too independent. You're probably thinking, is there really anything wrong with the independent type of lady? Well, it's a good thing, but independence and autonomy are two different things. We must always strive for autonomy in relationships. It's healthy and it shows that a woman can stand on her own, but she is also aware that she needs to let people in to make her life happy and, well, for it to be sustainable. As a man looking for something long-term and serious, look for a woman who is autonomous. Don't mistake autonomy from independence. A woman who is too self-sufficient and too independent may be a struggle to be with in a relationship. Because yeah, for sure, it paints a picture of a relationship that is low maintenance and uber relaxed. But too much of anything can be unhealthy. You shouldn't get too independent in a relationship. Some interdependence may be established. You rely on each other for the big and the small things without sacrificing yourself in the process. Too much independence and you may find yourself straying away from your partner. If a woman is too independent, you may feel unneeded by her and uncared for. And with most men, it's important for you guys to feel needed and to feel like you are able to contribute something to the relationship. So a lack of your partner relying on you may cause insecurities on your part, making you feel like that you are never doing enough for the relationship. With all of these mentioned, you should have a great idea of what traits and certain behaviors you should avoid when looking for a potential partner. Dating can be complicated if it's with the wrong person, but it might just be the best thing that's going to happen to you if you know in your heart that you are dating the right lady. And more than focusing on what type of woman you should not date, you should also learn to work on yourself and make sure that you are also the type of man that a woman actually wants to date. Remember that what you seek also seeks you. So focus on yourself first, fill up your cup, and you will get better at loving others. Do you agree with the list that we came up with today? Let us know down in the comments section below. Do not forget to like and subscribe for more content related to relationships. See you soon. If you think I missed something from today's video, let me know down in the comments. Give me a huge thumbs up and consider subscribing to make my day. But if you want to get your name rolling up next to my face, like these amazing people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below to find out a little bit more. Have an amazing day. See you soon.